As the rabbit ran away, he dropped his little magic fan. Alice picked up the fan and started to fan herself. With each swish of the fan, she grew smaller and smaller and smaller. As Alice searched for the white rabbit, she wandered into the beautiful garden. And there she saw a very strange sight. Coming through the trees was a procession of soldiers, and all sorts of funny animals, and a large carriage made of playing cards, with a sign that read, King and Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away. Who stole those tarts? Who stole those tarts? The King and Queen both cried. Off with his head, the jury said, this villain must be tried. This villain must be tried. The King and Queen sat on the throne, and everyone gathered about to watch the trial of the Knave of Hearts, who had stolen the tarts. Just as Alice had found a seat next to the jury box, she made a discovery.
Oh, my dear. I'm getting taller. And taller. And taller.
Just at that moment, the king called the name of the next witness.
Alice?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
The king looked at Alice and said in a loud voice,
everyone over a mile tall must leave this court instantly.
The king called for order.
Order!
And read from a book.
Here in Wonderland, 'tis very plain to see that you are just as tall as any tree. Just a mile would be my guess, nothing more and nothing less, so you'll have to leave the courtroom, yes, sirree.
And that is the story of Wonderland, where things are upside down and nothing's planned. Of Alice's dream of a king and a queen and a little white rabbit from Wonderland.